Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
It's the most depressing day of the week.
One day.
Oh, the weekend's expired and you're really tired. You just want to sleep. It's the most depressing day of the week. There'll be meetings to go to that you cannot sleep through. The clock is moving way too slow. When you think you're all finished, your hopes are diminished. You have to work late, you scream, no! It's the most depressing day of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night, through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and his legal team say no thanks to participating in Wednesday's first impeachment hearing in the House Judiciary Committee, calling the process unfair. Fox's John Decker at the White House says at that hearing,
we'll hear from four separate witnesses. These will be constitutional scholars, three scholars who will essentially say that the president, in terms of what was done as it relates to Ukraine, committed high crimes and misdemeanors, and one witness that the Republicans put forward saying that this does not jump over that barrier.
The president will be in London during that hearing, attending a NATO summit.
The president is expected to renew his demands for American allies in the NATO alliance to spend more on defense. But ahead of the meeting, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg insisting spending is on the rise following years of U.S. pressure.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. President Trump leaves this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Only 23 days to Christmas. Finding perfect gifts is hard. Buying everything on credit is maxing out your card.
All right, should have tested the headphones, I guess, before I came in. Why are these not working? Go ahead, do your thing. while I fix this.
Okay, I can't hear me either, but I suppose I'm on the air. So, it's going to be cloudy today, early on. Actually, there's a few high clouds, but it's going to be mostly clear. What a change of reality. We had 80 degrees on Saturday. And we're talking about a wind chill factor of 32 right now. Look for a high temperature today around 49. You'll swear it's colder with northwest winds 11 to 16 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. Mostly sunny today, but a bite to the air. There we go. I hear myself now. Clear cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 28. The winds die down. For tomorrow, still a chilly day with a high around 54. We'll be in the low 30s tomorrow night. And then low 60s over the weekend. Looks like low 60s by the time we get to Wednesday as well. Mid-60s on Thursday, chance of rain by Thursday night, and a better chance of rain on Friday. Right now this morning, we have 40 degrees, but you add in a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and that comes up to a wind chill factor of 32 now at 6:03.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Everybody now,
All right, I think we got everything fixed.
Good.
For some reason, some weekend person or overnight person or after I was done Friday, thought it was a good idea to turn the master volume all the way down.
Well, not only that.
What a nice greeting for us.
The TV station volume was apparently up.
Oh.
So, but we fixed that. So
I see.
So if for those of you listening to Overnight, you also heard a little bit of Ryan Stinnett.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I actually was so set today. I was so ahead of it, up on time, ready to go, didn't have a long wake up, and, considering the overindulgence, the emotional roller coaster of the game Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. Was it the most incredible game you've ever seen as far as excitement and back and forth?
Yeah. It was actually theater of the absurd because you just, you knew the clock was going to end this with somebody up and that was it.
Right.
Oops.
Well, just had to tighten the...
What goes on here over the weekend? You got to tighten your nuts. No headphone volume.
Also had to fix the microphone.
Yeah, it is Cyber Monday. We have a True the Baloney coming up. So
that was an amazing game. It was an amazing game. Every
exciting. God. Like first, you just catch your breath from something that just happened, and then something else happens.
Yeah.
These are the games I wish for.
Dubious officiating.
Blowouts, I can't stand.
No, those are fun.
Those are not fun to watch. This was fun to watch.
I did go out during the game, ran up to Costco for about 10 minutes, just to have the annual experience of seeing how shut down everything is.
Yes.
When
yes.
the game is going on.
On the roads.
I went out in the second quarter. So, in case it got out of hand one way or the other, right. People would say, oh, well, the game's no good. I'm going to go out. And it is... The funniest thing, Atlanta Highway from Taylor Road was vacant all the way down to Middling.
It's amazing.
On a Saturday.
Yeah.
During Christmas shopping season.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
It's not even that quiet on Christmas Eve. I felt so sorry for...
kicker is taking a whole
name.
Lot of flack.
Joe, it starts with a B.
Belovis or something? Something like that.
But
he is catching so much.
From the 30-yard line, But he had time to think about it. And that's the problem if you have that job. If you have time to think about this, if you only play every once in a while,
yeah,
that is a tough job.
It's almost a tradition, though, with Alabama, with the kickers.
Did you hear that stat? In the Saban era, 101 missed field goals. That's more than any other FBC team.
Well, it certainly would have helped, but... I have completely accepted the outcome. But enough about me. First show in December, 3 weeks, and it's off to Gooseville. Can't believe it, how fast time goes. Getting that extra boost through the holiday crunch. They reopened today. They were closed over the holiday weekend, but Infusion is available at 296-1662. You ready for that?
Tomorrow, I think.
I'm doing acupuncture. They call it dry needle. It's uh-huh. the same because the old sciatic nerve has made its presence known, and this is a direct way to have it treated. And it's, by the way, you don't feel like the human pincushion. It's very comfortable. You know exactly where to place these. And I did have, of course, it doesn't cure it overnight, but getting any kind of relief is great. Without having to take any medicines or muscle relaxers or any of that stuff or nerve calmer downers, whatever. Infusion does the IV vitamin therapy for that extra boost, or perhaps you're just feeling depleted after a weekend of football, eating, and drinking. They can restore you in one vitamin IV, and they have a whole array of cocktails to choose from. By that, I mean not alcoholic beverages, but combinations of vitamins.
Yeah, like the Myers cocktail.
The Myers cocktail.
That's a great one.
That's the one Rich and I generally do.
Yep.
But they can mix them, they can tweak them for whatever it is you're looking to accomplish, including...
Add vitamin C?
Yes, you can do a high C, especially with the flu going around.
Right.
That's one of the stories.
Yeah.
The flu, especially here in the South, has been... coming on like gangbusters. Call him later today, not that much later, 830-296-1662, 296-1662, or look him up online and read all the service. We just covered part of them here at infusioncryoandlaser.com. At 610, what's the temp?
We're at 40, wind chill 32.
Your local news, the William Tell Wake Up, and then we're back.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Funeral services for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are today at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in line of duty last Saturday. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral starting at 11 a.m. Secretary of State John Merrill has announced he is ending his U.S. Senate campaign. In a statement, Merrill says that after former Senator Jeff Sessions announced he was running for his old seat, he realized, quote, a crowded Republican primary only benefits Doug Jones. He says he's honored by the support and looking forward to continuing to serve as Secretary of State. Community leaders mark the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown where Parks boarded the once segregated city bus in 1955. And those are some of the top stories we're following this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. Call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hell Wake Up at 6:13.
Holiday season, why not consider the purchase of an artificial tree? Assembly is simple. Lay out your pieces on the floor, then sort out the branches by size according to each color-coded tip. Using a 16-millimeter socket wrench, start putting the trunk pieces together, being sure to place the terminal end of the trunk in the tree stand first. Leave the tree top off until step 823, since it'll only get in the way of part 47J or part 82L if your tree was purchased in one of the Baltic nations prior to the autumnal equinox. Then, you're all finished. Well, almost. Right after you place the tree top in the slot at the end of the trunk mark 92W and straighten out your branch tips by bending the wires in the branches, which will be spread out so they resemble the growing shape of a real tree.
It's just that simple. Merry Christmas, a holiday thing.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Believe it or not, over the weekend, not too many rocket scientists, not too many, well, there were a lot of group maroons, a lot of behavior at malls and places like that that were worthy of consideration. But we have to give it to the Mississippi football player who thought it would be a good idea to celebrate a touchdown by crawling along on all fours, lifting his right hind leg, pretending to pee on the field. I kid you not.
I heard about this, but I said to myself, I must have heard it wrong.
Luke Logan missed a 35-yard extra point after Ole Miss receiver Elijah Moore was penalized for celebrating a touchdown by crawling and pretending to urinate like a dog. And Mississippi State escaped with a 21-20 victory. So it not only cost them the extra point, it cost them the game.
The Egg Bowl was amazing this year. Wow. Thanksgiving.
If that isn't worthy of...
Do you have video of that? Of him doing that?
Video that will play on our modern system? No, I don't. But if you go to my Facebook page, there's a picture of this jerk.
Oh, man.
Off in the field. I mean, honest to God.
Good thing he was number one.
Another football... In other football-related news, remember a couple of weeks ago I mentioned that guy? He was a rocket scientist, actually. This is a rocket science follow-up. Jeff Lanham, who pledged to live on the roof of his house until the Bengals won a game. I thought he might be up there until next year.
Did he come down?
Well, they won a game. They beat the New York Jets 22-6.
Wow.
So they're now 1-11, so he was able to come off his roof. He said he's glad it's over, and he thanked his wife for the support. And Delkin Tomlinson, Jeff, if you need some really good representation.
I don't know that they can represent him that well.
How do you feel accomplishment after that? You know, saying, wow, I did it. I was on my damn roof.
Right?
For 4 weeks. You know, we've done crazy bets, and you know, have to do silly things.
I don't think this was a bet, though. I think this was his own thing. It was like, I'm just going to go up there and do this myself.
Well, the team really was inspired by that. Well, you know, we got to get that guy off the roof.
I mean, we even said, if he was doing this and was raising money for charity or something, we'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But he was just doing it to be stupid.
Meantime, what do you do with a player that pretends he's a dog tinkling on the field? Do you let him play or do you let him finish the season on the bench?
Well, I think they're done anyway.
Oh, kind of like Alabama.
Yeah, I think
goes the BCS.
I think it's all over with now.
All out the window. So, as I promoted on my Facebook page, we have an idea that we haven't thought of yet that we'll announce soon.
Oh,
for what?
Oh,
to have some kind of a winner with Don, because Don wanted.
Well,
he really loves this. He likes to.
We could do that for bowls. The bowls are coming up.
Yeah, the bowl games will be coming up.
We'll do that for the bowls. How about that?
I don't know if you'll be here for those.
No, I'll be gone Christmas week.
Well, it won't be.
I don't know when the bowl.
By the way,
the big ones that count will start around New Year's.
New Year's.
Hey there, boss. We need somebody to fill in the afternoon. JT and Leanne.
I don't know who you're going to get.
Rusty Aldridge. Those are about the only choices.
Bailey.
I have our guesses from the our predictions.
Oh, what did we? Yeah,
nobody close.
Carson could have been closest with the 57.
Carson had a 56-37, but everybody else, like Mitch, was 24-27. Don was 27-13.
I wasn't wrong.
You didn't pick a thing.
That's Greg, right.
You had 33-24. I had 21-14. And
no more chickening out on predictions for you, mister.
Somebody else had a 16-17, Elisa?
Oh, yeah, I put that on the the thread for her. She didn't have internet.
Still, it was, yeah.
It was the biggest score in Iron Bowl history. Second biggest. Yeah. And it was the most points ever scored against a Nick Saban team.
Yeah.
I forget what the headline. I only see the Sunday paper in a stack. I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But it had something. It kind of characterized the game as one of the all-time.
I think it is one of the all-time I've ever seen. Pat Sullivan died yesterday.
You're kidding.
Auburn.
The guy that led him in 71?
Well, yeah, and the first Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, that year.
In 57.
I got into following him back then. What happened?
Cancer at the age of 69. Oh. That's too young. I mean, these days, people, that's too young.
It is. We mentioned a couple of minutes ago that the South, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Louisiana, those four of the 57 states, have been identified as flu outbreak states.
Oh, boy.
So it's going on. Flu shots are available at the wellness clinics at three of Adams Drug's 12 locations. There's one right up the street from us at Carmichael and Perry Hill. They can also do shingle shots and other things at those locations. So if you're interested in a flu shot, go to adamsdrugs.net, find the one nearest you. By the way, if you would like to add a couple of Christmas touches to your decorations, they sell the heirloom type of thing. The thing you see and you say, wow, I want that on my Christmas decoration list every single year. Those are the kinds of things you can find at the gift shops at all the locations. The Emily B and others, they're just amazing places. And very, you know, it's funny. They're very Christmas festive-inducing kind of locations because they just have that ambiance about them. Go to adamsdrugs.net, find the one nearest you. They are the number one retailer in Alabama as chosen by the Alabama Retailers Association.
We haven't talked about the elephant in the room, or actually in the parking lot. I'm talking about your brand new car. You have a 2019
signature pre-owned
2019. Yeah.
Rogue. Yeah. Tip. He did it again. It's amazing. This one has a lot of.
Did you try out the butt warmer this morning?
I didn't. Because I fell behind. Oh. And the car was in the garage, so it wasn't too bad.
Right.
But now my garage door doesn't work. Who fixes garage doors? It works. The door works. It works manually if you press the button, but the remote doesn't work. How does that happen?
Check the remote for batteries, maybe?
Yeah, we did that.
Okay. It's my first thought.
It's a first world problem.
I never have problems with my garage door. Oh, that's right. I don't have one.
Same.
Yeah. But anyway.
You're going to love remote start and the butt warmer and the...
I've used that. I use the remote start.
The steering wheel warmer.
I use that. Do you have to turn that on every time you use it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But when you do remote start, it knows that it's too cold and it puts on the heater and it...
Oh, it knows that?
Yeah. It knows
so I don't have to hit a button or anything?
No. Even if your heater's not on, it knows it's cold and it will turn the heater on.
You need an IT guy to explain a car.
Yeah.
I figured out how to get the Bluetooth going and all that. By my big self.
The 360 camera.
Yes.
Parking is, oh my gosh, easy.
That is cool.
Yeah.
6:23, let's see how the roads are moving after the long weekend.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents at this time, but we do have some busy traffic on I-65 southbound into Montgomery. The I-65-85 interchange, lots of traffic there, but it is moving smoothly. East and East South Boulevard, we're seeing some congestion at the lights there. A trickle out of Wetumpka on Highway 231 and the Atlanta Highway inbound to downtown. We're seeing some buildup at the lights already on this Monday morning, but no accidents anywhere. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Say yes to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Yes to quality used cars. Yes to lower prices. Yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Interrupted by a smoke break to take this call from David.
Good morning.
Hey.
Excuse me. Greg, try resetting your garage door opener at the main unit inside.
How do you do that?
There's a reset button on there to reprogram it. If you change your batteries
oh.
on your remote sometimes, it'll cause it to not connect with the garage door opener, so there's a reset button on that that you can reprogram it with.
Oh, I'll try that before I pay $1,000 to somebody to come out and fix it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave, for the useful advice. Appreciate it. All right, the timeline is next at 6:25.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're really proud to announce our Christmas specials for $99 this year. Everything's 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold. Everything's $99. We have a Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, a beautiful diamond bar necklace, an infinity diamond necklace, and an oval diamond necklace. That's right. Four styles available in white, yellow, and rose gold. Everything with 14-karat chain. No one does this in America. Nobody. Come see us at Marguerite's $99 specials.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
6:26 with the timeline for the second day of December. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 336th day of this year, there are 29 days remaining. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Why is that?
It's Cyber Monday, of course, and and that means if you're a delivery person, Wednesday is going to suck. I've done my part. I have a laptop on the way Wednesday and a new printer on the way Wednesday. It is also Cider Monday. No, I said cyber and then now Cider Monday. And Bailey, it's National Mutt Day.
She's done. Mutt. I smell like sausage.
You leave his crotch alone, Bailey.
You're not eating. I got him meatloaf and it had sausage.
And it wasn't easy to see that meatloaf.
It's delicious.
With the cheese on the top and the egg on the top, and then there's some pecan pie down there. It's not easy being a good boy. Well, I'm going to power through it. Yesterday was Rosa Parks' anniversary, 65th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott, the anniversary date of her famous arrest in 1955. Dedication of the statue this weekend in Montgomery. It got a lot of national story attention. 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte crowned Emperor of France. 1859, Charles, Virginia. Militant abolitionist John Brown executed, charges of treason, murder, and insurrection. And it had a lot to do with the rumblings which started the Civil War. On this date in 1927, Ford Motor Company unveils the successor to the Model T. So the successor would be the model, not the Model A.
No, I think it was. I think the
Model A was after the T?
I think it was.
Wow. How about that? Did it have a butt warmer?
Anytime the engine caught fire.
I see. On this date, what was the year? 69. Cindy Birdsong of the Supremes kidnapped under knife point. By a maintenance man who worked the building she lived in. She later escaped unharmed by jumping out of his car. This was on the San Diego freeway. 1972, Temptations earned their final number one hit with Papa Was a Rolling Stone. I have tried so many times to put it into our song of the day, but it's got a 1:09 intro. We wouldn't be able to get to the vocal before we'd have to fade it down. It's a great song. Now, speaking of song of the day, here is our song of the day. From the A Red Hot Time for Three Dog Night. Three guys from Los Angeles, Danny Hutton, Corey Wells, Chuck Negron, on a red streak, boy, in the early 80s. Here's one from 73. Buddhist word about a place in the Gobi Desert. We're on the road to Shabala with Three Dog Night. On your timeline.
Wash away my troubles. Wash away my pain. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my
What's in this coffee?
Some of our listeners are probably wondering. You on drugs? remember Chucky sang that at his at the Happy Together concert?
Tell everybody again how we saw him do Eli's coming, and we didn't know about that little cord that we thought was connected to his guitar. But what was that cord?
You could have thought it was an oxygen cord, but you might have thought it was just a microphone.
So he told us the story after he just belted out that song.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm on oxygen.
76 years old. Amazing. Just amazing.
Oh, my God. What a great concert that was.
One day I'll be earning, sitting here saying, yeah. I hope you enjoyed the show. I am on oxygen.
Get up the stairs.
We'll be just as proud, buddy.
I got to decide whether I'd rather be dead or carry around one of those oxygen things.
I was saying in 78. Oh, one of your favorites. Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand together with You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore.
Favorite. Oh, God.
Number one.
God, I love playing that in the morning.
How many times has he bought that? Album, 8-track set.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to replace Nothing from Nothing in the afternoon. You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Why is it that women like music like that?
You don't send me love songs anymore.
You don't anymore.
Oh, my gosh. No, folks, we are not on anything that I know of.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yes, we are. 37 years ago in 1982, a surgical team at the University of Utah Medical Center performed the first artificial heart implant. It was Dr. Barney Clark. Remember how big a deal that was?
Oh, God, yeah.
He lived for 112 days, then he croaked.
Yeah, it wasn't really a...
Oh, same day...
He expired before the warranty did, I think.
Same day in 82... Marty Feldman died of a heart attack at 48. Yeah, biggest role we always remember. Is it Igor? No, it's Igor. Well, they told me it was Igor. Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the china.
Oh, my God. I got to put on Young Frankenstein. It's been too long. So on this date, 36 years ago in 83, Michael Jackson's Thriller first appeared on MTV. Now, here's the deal. MTV was forced into it at gunpoint. MTV gave in after Sony Music threatened to pull every single video in their universe if you don't play the Michael Jackson songs. They did comply.
What was their problem? Why wouldn't they play?
Because they were like on cutting edge kind of alternative rock kind of stuff, and they didn't want to go that direction. And they became more pop, and it was the beginning of the end of MTV.
Didn't play videos at all.
You don't play me videos anymore.
But it's been 30 years since there's been a song I'd like to see a video of.
Oh, you gosh, you remind me of that Irishman movie from the other night, man.
I finally watched it.
Started and stopped.
Wow, powerful movie.
Could not go on with it. It's My Cousin Vinny,
you don't like it.
Analyze this. It's every character Robert De Niro has ever played, and by 15 minutes, I said, this is nuts.
Oh, no.
I just could not divorce the character.
Look at the look on his face and my face. You are nuts and crazy. 1986, I Love Lucy star Desi Arnaz died of lung cancer at the age of 69. 1988, Naked Gun premieres, based on the TV's Police Squad. 26 years ago in 93, Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar was shot to death by the security forces in Medellin. That's not Medellin. It's Medellin. It would have been a bigger deal in Medellin. They'd be outside a wall. 25 years ago in 94, Heidi Fleiss was convicted in Los Angeles on three counts of pandering. Charlie Sheen was saddened. On this date in 1997, Good Will Hunting, world premiere. I love that movie. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon co-wrote it. Robin Williams was amazing. On this date in 2001, Enron Corporation files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. 10 years ago, 2009, Tiger Woods publicly apologized for having an affair with a cocktail waitress. Birthdays, singer Charlie Puth is 28.
Who?
Puth.
Puth?
Is 28.
Who's Charlie Puth?
He's a singer. Aaron Rodgers is 36. He's a Green Bay Packer.
What?
Britney Spears is 38. Monica Seles is 46 today. Rick Savage from Def Leppard is 59. Stone Phillips, what a name, is 65. Kathy Lee Crosby, 75. And Gianni Versace would have had a birthday today. He was murdered in 97.
I remember that.
We're 23 days till Christmas, 29 days till New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day in 74 days, and spring begins exactly 90 days from now. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. It is 6:36, so we have time for the forecast and maybe a traffic update here.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We were spoiled over Thanksgiving weekend with so many nice days in a row. It's topping off with 80 degrees on Saturday. Now, it's a reality check as December begins with a cold day today, high 49. That northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting as high as 20. We'll make it, we'll add a bite to the air. Otherwise, clear, cold tonight. We're back to the upper 20s. The winds die down. Still very chilly tomorrow, high 54. Low to mid 30s tomorrow night. Low 60s return on Wednesday. That's a start. Mid 60s Thursday. Come on, baby. And then a chance of some showers by later on Thursday night. Better chance of rain on Friday. Right now, this morning, we have northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. That's making that 40-degree temperature feel more like 32. That's the wind chill factor at 636.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Despite the number of people that stay home on Black Friday because they don't want to get caught up in the craziness, it was an all-time record breaker, $7.4 billion spent. They're expecting another record today with Cyber Monday. These numbers will probably reflect well in the markets today. Brett McDonald analyzes all of that for us just after 5 o'clock during happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you'd like to get a plan going for 2020 and the decade to follow, call them at 387-0094 and find out how a painless amount of money can give you that nest egg, that security that will come in handy one day, or plan for your retirement.
And the stock futures are up 67 points.
I'm not surprised. Here's Skip, 638.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are getting busy everywhere. We're seeing more and more cars on the 31s headed into Montgomery from Prattville and Wetumpka. I-65 southbound into Montgomery. Very heavy traffic there this morning, as well as the interchange downtown. Boulevard picking up a few cars as well, but we are seeing no accidents anywhere this morning. Please buckle up and drive carefully on your way in. We will keep you updated all morning long right here. Do your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and his legal team say no thanks to participating in Wednesday's first impeachment hearing in the House Judiciary Committee, calling the process unfair. Fox's John Decker at the White House says at that hearing,
we'll hear from four separate witnesses. These will be constitutional scholars, three scholars who will essentially say that the president, in terms of what was done as it relates to Ukraine, committed high crimes and misdemeanors, and one witness that the Republicans put forward saying that this does not jump over that barrier.
The president will be in London during that hearing, attending a NATO summit.
The president is expected to renew his demands for American allies in the NATO alliance to spend more on defense. But ahead of the meeting, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg insisting spending is on the rise following years of U.S. pressure.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. President Trump leaves this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
School off. It's showtime.
Okay, we are now waiting anxiously for our connection with CBS 8, ABC 32, and the cast of Rising. We're talking Christmas tree. That's what I don't know what else to call them. The group, the team.
Andrew's off because he had to work over the holidays.
Oh.
Actually, he's on location.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's over at Garrett Coliseum.
Getting ready for the funeral of the
sheriff. They just did a shot with him there
not
too long ago.
Andrew loves on the
starting your day the right way with Rising.
On the spot news.
Real Christmas tree prices may be higher this year because of a lower supply.
Yeah, well, in some parts of the country, trees might even be $20 more than they were last year. So would you be better off rather getting a fake tree? We want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning and happy Monday.
Fake tree. I mean,
good morning.
I bought a new fake tree. I buy a new fake tree every year. Is that stupid?
He's like, I don't know how.
That's crazy.
What do you buy one, get one free, throw one away, and get
your old one?
Well, the old one last year was so large that the box wouldn't fit in the hole in the attic. That in other words, I just put it by the side.
Nothing ever fits back in the box that it came in. You should know that.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. You got a real tree.
Yeah, we get a real one, and I have a fake one that stays up year-round. I just change what's hanging on it to reflect the time of the year, like Halloween. That's the stuff.
Very cute.
And, you know, I got all my kid pictures of my daughter and her various costumes
that's
and stuff.
Nice.
And orange lights. Very corny, but that's me.
Jay, do you have a picture of a Christmas tree somewhere taped up somewhere?
No, nothing at all.
Do you have a tree?
One of those air fresheners.
No.
The mind flavored air freshener.
Yeah, that's about as good as it gets.
Doorknob.
Yeah. I'll put a wreath on it. I have a box. There's a box with a tree inside a shed out in the backyard that is somewhere out there, and I just haven't gotten it out.
Do you go visit it?
No.
Do you put gifts outside your shed door?
Yeah.
How about you guys? Anybody have the tree up yet? I know. You have the tree up. I have a tree up.
I pulled the tree out of the little storage closet that it was in outside of my apartment. I was going to put it up yesterday, but then I realized that I have a lot of mismatched bulbs, and I have to decide what color, what theme I'm really going with this year. Actually, I bought a bunch of gifts. I know you guys care. I bought a bunch of bulbs last year, and they're orange and black.
Yeah.
So you may want them for your Halloween.
Oh, there you go.
I will buy them from you at a reasonable price.
Yeah. What I like about your tree...
Because I paid, they're very cheap.
What I like about your tree is you have the bigger... lights. You know, I've got those little teeny lights.
Oh, yeah, the little Italian lights.
You've got the bigger lights.
Yeah, mid-size. There used to be bigger bulbs in the old days when your bulbs would get really hot and then set your tree on fire.
Right.
You had to watch out for that.
Nice.
I am the Clark Griswold of tree hunters, and I learned it from my dad. And, like, I had to Roz and show my stepson meet me at the tree lot on Vaughan Road there next to Shakespeare Park. We go there every year. And you know when you see the right tree, just like in the movie Christmas Vacation, there is a burst of yellow light over that tree and it says, this is the one. And all the choirs in heaven sing. That's it. And that,
Yeah, my good friends went and chopped down their tree yesterday at Wadsworth up in Wetumpka.
Yeah, there's places you can do that. I'm not quite... me and an axe, probably not a good combination.
I hear you.
Yeah. But,
I'm glad you know that, though. I'm glad you understand that. That's probably
I know my limits.
Did you notice on this, it said one of the reasons that the trees are higher cost this year is because of the 2008 recession, where not as many...
You mentioned that, and we've had our...
Go ahead.
Theories. We were trying to figure out why.
Yeah,
that
I remember a story last year. They didn't plant them back then. Farmers.
So yeah.
The 10 to 12 years it takes them to grow, they don't have the supply.
Plus, the hot weather this year and the too much rain in Michigan, North Carolina, Missouri, and Oregon also contributed to.
My daughter reports from Miami.
She's gonna blame the weather people.
Yeah, that's right.
My daughter reports from Miami. I used to live there.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got there on a bus from Chicago.
Yes. That prices down there were even higher because of the extra miles trees have to travel. Yeah, they're a little more expensive this year.
Okay. I just thought they decorated palm trees
down
there.
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
Oh, yeah.
Now, believe it or not, most of the people that live in South Florida are refugees from a northern town, so they bring all those customs. Actually, you'll see more outdoor decorations down there. It's like, can you outdo your neighbor? You know, how many inflatables can you fit on one lawn? It's crazy.
Wow.
Actually kind of grotesque.
But you can put it up
that's
in your bathing
really
suit.
Another day I could talk about all day how much I hate the inflatables that don't match, that have no kind of theme.
Yeah.
That just makes me so upset, but we'll have to say that for
another Techie Christmas.
Exactly. Y'all have a happy Monday, guys.
Right, it was fun. Later. Thanks. Okay. All right, we got a couple of little pieces of business to take care of here, and then we'll be back.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667. Or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
And Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Palm, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Cyber Monday, Monday, Monday! Cyber Monday! Avoid the stores, the lines, the yelling, the pushing, the stabbing, the shooting! Stay away from the parking lots, the food courts, creepy mall Santas, and more! Don't miss the deals, the steals, the online bargains! Featuring high-powered, super-fast Wi-Fi!
In the privacy of your own home.
Cyber Monday, Monday, Monday! Be there!
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy at 647. Look back over the weekend. Remember, we did that story. It was earlier in the show that day about a place you should suntan. Some wellness genius thought.
Oh, yeah, the
yeah,
you, I know. Yeah. The place where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
You wanted the sun to shine.
They want the sun. Well, idiot Josh Brolin did that. He went out and in his yard, I guess.
I heard about this.
Put a big suntan on his
rectum.
He's burnt.
He says 30 seconds of sunlight there is the equivalent of a full day of sunlight with your clothes on. He's just crazy burned. He was going to spend the day shopping with his family. Instead, he's icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. So don't do that. I think this audience, more than any other, would never do that. We just like to tell you about the idiots that do things like that.
Well,
certainly don't do it in the public. In public.
Right.
It was a long weekend of just me being at home and bored.
And nothing to do. You know. One thing led to another.
Did you see this four-minute Xfinity ad with E.T.?
I did watch that. It was a little strange, but after I read that Spielberg had involvement with it and was okay with it and everything else, I was like, well, okay, that's kind of nice.
Is it an ad for Reese's Pieces?
No. It's more of an ad for Xfinity. But
because they're in there. Reese's Pieces cupcakes.
Oh, they put the Reese's Pieces in there, yeah. You know, they do. It's still kind of an updated thing. It was sweet and nice.
The weekend box office, no surprise, Frozen 2 did another $85 million. It's up to almost $300 million after 2 weeks. Knives Out, I forget what that was about.
It's about Christopher Plummer getting killed on his birthday with his family.
It's
a murder mystery.
We like the historical stuff, but that did look like it might be an intriguing plot.
He's quite an actor. He's this is amazing roles that he gets.
Ford versus Ferrari finished third.
Okay.
It's done about $80 million. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood the Tom Hanks movie about Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers did another $11 million. It's fourth. Queen and Slim. I don't even know if I want to.
I don't know what that is.
By the way, Midway's still in the top 10.
Cool.
$50 million after 4 weeks.
Another war movie coming out soon, 1917.
Johnny Depp is producing a Michael Jackson musical. Quote, as told by his glove.
Wow, that is
as told
a
by his
image.
Glove.
Yeah.
Anyone else producing it, it might be okay.
The official name, yeah, you're right. Johnny Depp could get away with it. The production is called, quote, For the Love of a Glove, an unauthorized musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove.
His glove.
Jeez. Who sat around and thought of that one?
I don't know. 10 best TV shows of the decade, this done by the fascist Hollywood Reporter. Number one was Parks and Recreation. Never really watched that. Rectify.
Rochester.
Rectify. That was number two. I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
That's on Sundance. Mad Men, we all know that.
Yep.
Third place.
That was great.
Breaking Bad.
Ooh,
fourth.
Fourth?
30 for 30 on ESPN, finished fifth.
What was on ESPN?
30 for 30.
Oh.
I wonder what the subject was.
It's always different, I think.
Yeah, every
time. I know. I'm just curious what that subject was to bring it in.
They're talking about the series was...
BoJack Horseman. Oh. On Netflix.
I never heard of it.
Me either. Halt and Catch Fire. The Leftovers is number eight. Atlanta ninth. And Better Things with 10th.
I can't believe Breaking Bad was number four. What was number one again? Tell me.
Parks and Recreation.
Shut up.
NBC. I guess something happened over the weekend. There was a thing that went around the interwebs that said The Simpsons were going to be canceled. But actually, they've been renewed.
Yeah.
Since February for two more seasons. They're now in their 31st season. That's amazing.
How do you, if you're a writer, how do you come up with another plot?
I have a challenge every month. Oh, by the way, the new Boom is out today.
I read it, and it's great. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
It brought a tear to my eye because it touched on so many things about me growing up and Christmas, and your Christmas and my Christmas was about the same.
And it has some good pictures, too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wish we'd had that conversation beforehand. We could have written you into the whole story. And Madonna, now, this is not correct. Had to cancel several shows in Boston because she's in, quote, overwhelming pain. Apparently, so were concert goers because her shows are not selling at all.
Did she get some butt sun?
You know what? Maybe she was with Josh Brolin.
She could have
with that.
Get some butt sun.
Yeah. And we already mentioned that the Bengals won a game, so that guy was able to come down from his roof.
Well, our long national nightmare is over.
It is 6:53. We will be at Baumhauer's Wednesday night after happy hour. Our Christmas party there will be December 18th. And we have special things planned that we haven't figured out yet.
Concurrently planned with our Christmas party.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes. And it's funny. I there's no way to break that tie. You know, they've been supporting the show for many, many years.
I understand what you're saying.
And let's see. Well, who have I known longer? Bob or the buttery one? It's about the same. 40 years.
40 years.
Anyway, for holiday catering, I'm sure many people picked up trays of wings. In fact, some of our listeners probably saved their... every week on Friday, we do an end-of-the-week grand prize drawing for those who care enough to call. And we give away a party-sized tray of wings. And gooey fries and gallon red diamond iced tea, chips, salsa, and queso. So it's worth your time to check in with us during the week and get your name on that list. Baumhauer's.com for more information. And don't forget halftime, 2 to 6, Monday through Friday, half off all drinks, glasses, bottles of wine, and half off great menu items like the Hot Lips or the Tailgate Burger at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Eastern Boulevard, and soon to be a Baumhauer's in the East Chase area. 6:54, we'll check traffic, come back, Fox, in just a few minutes.
We'll go.
good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have our first accidents to tell you about this morning. The very first one up in Prattville at the corner of Highway 82 and 31. If you're leaving out of Prattville on 31, you'll watch out for that one. Eastbound lane of Highway 82, a truck and an 18-wheeler have tangled. There's injuries involved in this accident. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-85 northbound, if you're headed out of Montgomery, just as you get into the shorter exit, there is an accident there that might cause you a bit of a slowdown. The boulevard is building. I-65 and 85 busy through the interchange. We're seeing more cars on the 31s headed into Montgomery. Use caution. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you can dream it, we can make it, and we can get it done by Christmas. Now, we've made our $99 Christmas specials, and they're there for you. But if you want something totally custom for yourself, one of a kind, come into us at Marguerite's. Even up to the last minute, we're going to be able to probably make that for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we make it at the best quality at the best price. Marguerite's, we're in the Peppertree Shops. We really appreciate your business, and we're really good at what we do. Come see us for Christmas. We appreciate that. Come visit Marguerite's. Thank you very much.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Heart of the cocktail seems to flow. Gin, tankery, more Chardonnay. Christmas is here. Drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold. Walk where the cold. Don't be the drink. Watch what you drink. Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a butter, don't drink and drive, if you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will mend your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump.